morning to you, everyone. We are ready to roll on a very special Wednesday, aren't we, Will?
Special Wednesday? I don't know if it's special, but we certainly do have some great guests.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, son of Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, Jack Carter.
Jack Carter, who's running for the Senate in Nevada.
Mm-hmm. CNN's Anderson Cooper is going to be one of our guests.
By the way, gentlemen, I've taken an informal poll of the women here at 960 The Quake, and when Anderson Cooper comes on, they're all going to faint. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do when that happens.
My wife is on, is right with those guys in the fainting goat little lot there.
The same may not be said for Phil Angelides, the gubernatorial candidate from the Democratic Party, but he will be also a guest this morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
I don't know. I swoon every time I hear Phil Angelides' voice.
Hey, that sounds like a great show today.
It's a great lineup, Scott.
Nice job, gentlemen.
There might even be some surprises. You never know.
Oh, we love surprises. All right. Well, that's all coming up. That's today's Progressive News Hour. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
There are 8 statewide constitutional officer races that will be on the ballot this June: governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller, treasurer, attorney general, insurance commissioner, and superintendent of public instruction. In the governor race, Democrats Phil Angelides and Steve Wesley look to challenge incumbent Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Democrats Jackie Speier, John Garamendi, and Liz Figueroa battle the sole Republican Tom McClintock for lieutenant governor. Also on the ballot this June is a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs as Democrat Dianne Feinstein looks to return to the Senate, but she must defeat Republican Dick Mountjoy.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
960 The Quake, listener-supported radio without the pledge drives. Thanks for your support of Progressive Talk in the Bay Area. 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. A plane delivering water in an effort to extinguish a massive blaze at the airport in Istanbul, Turkey. It's now under control. Officials say it's apparently not terrorism. CNN senior Turk editor Goham Güvenç tells us there's preliminary word into what caused the fire.
The fire broke out because of short circuits. This has not officially been announced. We are getting this information from the authorities at the airport that the main cause of the fire is short circuit.
There have been no reports of any injuries so far. It's being called the most important development in the spread of bird flu since 2003. Maria Cheng with the World Health Organization says they're worried about possible human-to-human infection after the deaths of 6 family members in Indonesia.
It's the largest cluster of cases due to H5N1 that we've ever seen. And it's also the first instance in which we think that H5N1 may have spread beyond one generation of spread.
But Cheng adds this is not a mutated version of bird flu, which is what health officials are concerned about the most. There are some glitches as New Orleans continues a hurricane drill. Correspondent Ed McCarthy tells us more.
It's day 2 of a hurricane evacuation drill as the city of New Orleans prepares for the upcoming hurricane season starting for 2006 in just 8 days. The Homeland Security Director in New Orleans, Colonel Terry Ebert, says there won't be a Katrina-type rerun.
We're not going to do the shift things like we did. We don't want to be rescuing police officers out of their own attics and off their own roofs.
The evacuation drill has not gone without a hitch. A mock evacuation of a FEMA trailer site failed because of a communications problem. Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Lawmakers are demanding an explanation for the theft of personal information involving more than 26 million U.S. veterans. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio, Will and Willie, and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
All right, 7:04. This report brought to us by Sleep Train. Not a whole lot happening. Down the hill from San Mateo to 101 on 92 eastbound, there's a van stalled in the left lane to spin out at Cutting Boulevard and 580 westbound off the road and into the embankment. Meteor lights on. Busy on the upper deck, but no stalls or crashes reported on the Bay Bridge into San Francisco. And Bart is on time. Sleep Train has a new stop in San Francisco. Their newest store, 3100 Geary, corner of Cook, across from Big O Tires. At Sleep Train, you'll always find the best service, best price, and best selection. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. What horrific commute is about to get better starting at noon today? We'll tell you in the news at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's 960 The Quake.
And good morning, 7:05 on this Wednesday, live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Mr. Durst. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And you, Mr. Wells?
Just fine, sir.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
The three branches of government are in turmoil.
And they're about to meet.
Over a guy that freezes money.
Oh, they caught him cold.
Or at least the money was cold. Yeah. They claimed money was rather warm. It was on a briefcase when they gave it to him.
It was hot money.
$10,000 missing. He took a tip.
Yeah, delivery fee.
That's right. Supposedly, it's an interesting story in that the money was not for him. The money was to be used to pay off some Nigerian people. So they've got a little bit of a disconnect. And because he obviously would be operating the same way as if he was an informant without portfolio, because he was not the ultimate recipient.
Was just a delivery boy.
He was the delivery guy. He was the mule. And apparently in this situation, his benefit was going to be some future interest that his children would get in the franchise.
They get a concession over in Nigeria.
That is right.
We're talking about William Jefferson, Democratic congressman from the district that includes New Orleans in Louisiana.
The Ninth Ward, to be exact. And it is an interesting situation. He's an African-American lawmaker that has almost single-handedly removed the allegation of culture of corruption
from the Republican's head.
That is correct.
Yeah, he unstapled it.
Almost, and he's in the newspaper almost every day, far more extensive than any of the Republicans previously indicted. You would think that his involvement was greater than that of Jack Abramoff. And it's all because the FBI did the unusual thing of searching a congressional office on the weekends when the office were in fact closed, with a warrant, of course, on this particular case, and they stayed in there for some 9 hours, went through all of his files, and it is not the Democrats who are complaining about it.
No.
It's the Republicans.
Suddenly, they're all concerned about the executive branch.
That's right.
Dennis Hausselhoff and all the, yeah.
Which is rather amusing. And of course, no one wishes to defend anyone who has been involved in any kind of criminal
corruption
activity.
Yeah.
But the business of separation of powers causes, I think, some concern when one or the other of the powers invades some other power without notice, etc.
So you're going to have the congressional branch filing suit in the judiciary branch against the executive branch. This is a civics lesson.
No, on an order that was issued by the judiciary branch.
Uh-huh.
Remember, they gave the warrant.
That's right.
They had to sign the warrant.
But the executive branch is the one who asked for it by the FBI.
And executed it.
Yeah.
So you have two branches already aligned against one branch, but it's the branch that has the budget powers. And so...
My head hurts.
Yeah. If I'm in the budget power position, as I know what I would do. You start invading the power of
one branch. Geez, we don't have any money for the FBI this year. Oh, that's a shame.
No,
oh.
How about for the president?
Well, the president doesn't have any money. He just spends it.
How about that?
I don't know where he's getting his money. Isn't the bank account empty and he keeps writing checks? How do you get to do that?
They have a deficit and they have a way in which they can just, borrow money in perpetuity. And that's essentially what they have been doing since the Bush administration took over Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clinton left a surplus, as you will recall.
Oh, yes.
A very healthy surplus. But within a fortnight, the Bush administration, shortly thereafter, the Bush administration...
I like that, a fortnight. Yes.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, that's very poetic. Yeah.
Shortly thereafter.
You're such a lawyer. Within a fortnight, or shortly thereafter.
I love it. One time in the legislature, one of the members were up presenting a bill. And he obviously had no documentation or what have you. And so another member got up and said, Mr. Knox, would you mind telling us where this bill is? Because nobody had a copy of it. And he said, Mr. Knox said, it's nearby. Everybody is supposed to have a copy of the bill. But they had not been distributed. The clerk had not distributed the bill. But he got up and he presented the bill. He certainly didn't want you reading the bill. I had a bill once that... And Mike Roos was a young member of the legislature. He became one of my best friends in the legislature, if not my best.
But he was Central Valley?
No, he was Los Angeles, Southern California, in the Hancock Park area. I presented the bill, and I did it in my usual drone, low-key fashion. Nobody's reading, nobody's paying attention, and I didn't want them to pay any attention.
You're trying to fly under the radar at this point.
I was totally under the radar, not a mic up any place. And Mike Roos got up to show how well-informed he was and how much he really wanted to help me. He gets up and he says, and what Mr. Brown failed to tell you about this bill, it's really a good bill. Here are the five things that he does. And people start looking around. They start looking at the bill. It doesn't sound that way to me. About 10 mics. And it was about 30 minutes later when I finally got the bill. I walked up to Mike Roos and I said, listen, young man, let me explain something to you. Unless you're invited, don't come to the party. You crashed a legitimate
with friends like
party.
You, I don't need enemies. Yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think that's when I first coined the phrase. You know, if you see me and a bear fighting, help the bear.
Help the bear.
Help, that's where it comes from. Help the bear. Right. But anyway, Jefferson obviously has an issue. But obviously the Justice Department have not figured out yet what to indict him for, because otherwise, with that kind of evidence, they would have already, of course, indicted him.
$100,000 in his freezer.
But also, all of the dialogue that was on
the tape.
Yeah, he had a considerable amount of dialogue on the tape, but they have not yet charged him. Also, going to trial in Washington today was one of those fellows who used to be
Safarian?
In the House, House of Procurement. He was a part of the Procurement Administration.
At the GSA until he went to the White House.
That is correct. Well, he starts his trial today, and this is the first, I think, of a real confrontation that's going to take place involving the case.
Now, are they going to call Abramoff?
Well, they say no. They said they're holding him back for Big Fish. They think they have a sufficient amount of information without his testimony, because this is the foundation for this is that free trip to Scotland that this fellow took.
Right.
And all of that is in evidence. All of that is
because Abramoff wanted some property in, he wanted to be able to lease the property of the old post office?
Something of that nature. Yeah. He did not want the government to use it for other purposes. And then, of course, over the last 24 hours, a very strange thing has occurred in our area. Walmart whom I had lunch with some of their executives yesterday, up in Hercules. Hercules has exercised eminent domain rights to take their property, to attempt to take their property.
This is going to go at least to the state Supreme Court, if not
the
Ninth.
No, it may go even further than that.
The Ninth Circuit?
The taken is apparently on the basis of that decision made in the U.S. Supreme Court about the authority given to governments to take your property and give it to Paul, or take your property and give it to me, if the government so decides that I have a better use of that property than you do.
Commercially and, for the city.
For any entity, any governmental entity. In this particular case, though, it's rather strange because this is kind of abandoned property. This is property that has no utility to it, except it's near a upscale residential development. And it appears as if there's some concern about the kind of shoppers.
The Walmart customers in that neighborhood. It's kind of like Marin saying, we don't want BART up here. We don't want those people on public transportation.
That's right. We don't want them anywhere near.
No.
Well, a lot of Quake listeners know in 960, the Quake, that there are listeners there in Hercules that are fighting this on the basis of local businesses getting squashed by Walmart.
Oh, we understand, the whole, all the arguments against Walmart is that.
But, Paul, in this case, the location of this one is so far distant from any other business, you would, in fact, have to travel in order to get there. And apparently Walmart runs an operation in which they just simply give you a better price for the same product. They sell essentially the same product. I've never been to a Walmart store. Of that matter, somebody called yesterday and said, Mr. Brown, your suit is ready at Target. Now, that had to be a joke. Where is there a Target store? They had to wrong Mr. Brown, obviously.
I think there is a Target.
Where is there a Target store?
On Geary.
That's the competitor to Walmart.
Yes, but it's not a big box store. A better idea of a competitor to Walmart would be Costco. Those are big box stores. Those are huge footprints. And Target is pretty much...
Yeah, there's South San Francisco.
Kmart. Yeah, there's one in South San Francisco.
There's actually two.
What, Target?
There's one in Colma, and then there's one in Tanforan now.
But there's no Walmart anywhere near us, is there? I don't know.
I think there's one in the East Bay, isn't there?
Yeah, there's one in Oakland, just open in Oakland. But I mean over here, on this side of the
No. No. We're Costco people. And Costco actually pays people a better wage than Walmart. Costco is pretty green.
In what way? What do you mean they pay $11 an hour, $12 an hour,
$15
an hour?
Much better than Walmart. Yeah, I think, Costco's here in the city.
They do health care and don't leave it to the taxpayer?
Yeah. Well, my guess is that you are comparing Walmart prices for payment with prices that you pay in San Francisco. You couldn't get good personnel in San Francisco without matching Costco's prices. This business of what you pay your employees, it's kind of on a competitive basis.
Well, it's like in New Orleans right now. They're offering $10 an hour for Carl's Jr. and a $6,000 signing bonus if you stay for a year.
Well,
so it's all based on supply and demand.
That is correct. And so if you want quality employees, then you've got to pay for quality employees no matter where you are, where you are located. Of course, if you're in Jackson, Mississippi, you're not paying $10 an hour for calls.
Or if you're in Bentonville, Arkansas, where Walmart started.
Right. You're paying the same price that other competitors in that area are
paying.
Well,
you may be paying less.
Well, maybe. Who knows?
You get a big turnover.
I would assume that you would not want a big turnover in the business. You would want my son who's
especially
in retail.
Especially with training, right.
Okay. My son's in the retail business up on 8th Street. He abhors turnover. He loves to keep his people. He tries to give them a share of the business so they don't leave, particularly if they don't steal.
I see.
The old bartender rule.
Yes.
We're going to get Reverend Jesse Jackson on the air. He's got a big breakfast in Oakland, and we'll be hearing about that, and we'll probably have him on both sides of the breakfast. Reverend Jesse Jackson joins us in the next segment. Well, we'll keep an eye on his diet. We'll keep an eye on his diet in the next segment. 717, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Thailand's and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with the specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
On this Wednesday morning, live from the Hotel Vitale, where you can drop by, be part of our studio audience, have coffee, get online on the wireless here in this beautiful lounge at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And on 960 The Quake, we're going to be joined by Reverend Jesse Jackson, who's doing a breakfast at BB Memorial Church at 3900 Telegraph with about 100 religious leaders, representatives, civil rights organizations and trade unions, activists. And you have the agenda for that. And welcome our guest, please, Mr. Mayor.
Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
You didn't have to get up as early as I had to get up.
Oh, I don't know, because my body clock is on the East Coast time, so I've been up since 4.
Yeah, well, then you should have been right here in the studio on the way to breakfast. You would have enjoyed your breakfast much more. We're glad, though, to have you on for a few minutes.
Well, good to share with you, Will, and I can't help but say to you that as we prepare this meeting with ministers today and our convention next month, there must be a renewed focus on urban policy, urban reinvestment, not just on this issue, of tax cuts for the wealthy and more investment in Iraq. We're going to put a sustained national focus on our agenda for 2006 and 8.
You know, that something that obviously embarrasses African Americans today, and that is the incident reported of William Jefferson, the congressman from Louisiana.
Well, so far, that's all that we do know. It is an incident reported. We do not know that he, we do not know the status, the details. It's interesting to me that some of the Republicans and Democrats protested the way this invasion took place in terms of separation of powers. You know, that's kind of legalese, except there's a lot of protests by congresspeople, Democrat and Republican, about how this raid took place. So it's much too early, I think, to comment on the outcome of it, though, Willie. And there's such a contrast between a guy being charged with laundering money or something and the institution, the fundraising gimmick led by Tom DeLay, and how that whole pattern of corruption, a lot of folks are already in jail and others are on the way to join them.
Well, it's rather interesting also that with all this information about Mr. Jefferson, there's been no charges against Mr. Jefferson, yet there have been a considerable number of charges against Mr. DeLay and his whole crowd.
Well, condemned without trial and denying due process to a conclusion seems to be a pattern. And well, that is Congressman Jefferson and Barry Bonds, you know, condemned without trial, denial of due process, and when an accusation over and over again becomes a fact, we must resist that because it's fascist. It's not democratic.
You are where having breakfast this morning in an area in which there is a high incident of homicides being perpetrated on African-American males.
Well, I submit to you, Willard, that prenatal care, Head Start, education, daycare on the front side will reduce jail care, crime, and welfare on the back side. You simply have the scorched earth policy toward these areas where people have easy access to guns and drugs and build sub-economies. We must root it out and provide for these cities and their children a kind of hope in the future. So they're planning their futures and not planning their funerals. Well, that is Oakland, it is Chicago, it's New York, and I submit that this, every city I visit, I'm looking at second-class schools and first-class jails, and that cannot be our future.
I love your phrase, first-class school, second-class schools and first-class jails. Let me ask you.
Anybody that hang around Miss Minnie talk that way, you know.
Miss Minnie is my mother. In the interest of full disclosure, Reverend Jackson and I have been friends now for almost 50 years.
Since I was a child and you were my mentor.
Oh, I wouldn't go there.
Reverend Jackson, you talked about the convention. That's the PUSH convention?
June 10th through the 14th. Well, our theme is free but not equal. You know, we're all free today with the Public Accommodations Bill passing and Jim Crow law ending and the right. We are free, but do we have equal access to jobs and health care and capital and industry and technology and education? The answer is no. So while that was a horizontal struggle to move in, we must now fight for equal access. What does it mean when blacks and Latinos virtually have no service station ownership in the country, for example? What does it mean to us when Coke been in business 120 years and has one black franchise in the world, and Pepsi got one because Coke got one? You look at the whole access to capital, industrial growth, it's been a virtual lockout. That's the next phase of our struggle, and to expand our base to inclusion to make America stronger and better. Inclusion always leads to growth. When there's growth, everybody wins. That we kick up that Saturday with lawyers from around the nation on the issue of where are we standing with civil rights and the law. The Voting Rights Act is basically being suspended. The comprehensive immigration reforms are elusive at best. Occupation, safety, and health laws are not being enforced. On that Sunday, the focus will be on mayors and city council be putting together maybe $100 billion budget on a plan, even to use force of pension funds, or with some government security to reinvest in America, to make our cities come alive with jobs and education and hope again. What's happening in New Orleans must happen all around the country. Money to rebuild schools and houses and churches and to make cities come alive again. A big session that afternoon on comprehensive immigration reform with Governor Bill Richardson. On that Monday morning at the labor breakfast, Vera Gosa from L.A. is going to speak at it. So it's going to be a week of that kind of activity. We plan to leave there on Thursday with some plan to address or reinvest in America and to have a fairer tax system and to end the war in Iraq.
You are listening to Reverend Jesse Jackson, who's appearing on 960 The Quake. He's at a breakfast over in Oakland, California. One final comment before we have to let you go, and we have to go. If you would, give us your perspective on the immigration issue facing this nation, and obviously its focus on Latinos.
Well, it's interesting that we're putting up walls between us and Mexico and open border with Canada. One policy north, one policy south. All the focus on Mexico, what about when we send for the Cubans and subsidize them and send the Haitians back or lock them up trying to come in from Haiti? It must be a comprehensive immigration reform. And the immigration drive across the borders is really driven by corporations. This is a corporate-driven agenda. Walmart, the largest American employer, has $20 billion worth of product a year from China, $2 a day wages. They're also the largest employer of undocumented workers. This whole issue is employer-driven, and they're behaving government policy. We're exporting jobs. We didn't lose steel workers' jobs to undocumented workers. We didn't lose automotive jobs to undocumented workers. Our policy is to export jobs because globalizing capital without globalizing human rights and workers' rights and children's rights creates a situation. We've globalized capital, but not globalized human rights, workers' rights, and human rights, and therefore you have this dynamic of people coming to where the grass is greener.
All right, that's Reverend Jesse Jackson, and I think you will hear from you again, I hope, about 9:30.
About 9:30.
This morning.
Yes, after
right.
Your breakfast, sir.
All right, that's on 9:60 The Quake. Have a good time at your breakfast, and we'll look forward to having you check in with us about 9:30 this morning.
And God bless Barry Bonds.
I agree with you. We're going to discuss Barry Bonds at 9:30.
Yes, right. We might even discuss him with Tony La Russa this morning,
yes,
or tomorrow. We were hoping that 7:15 would have been hit yesterday. And also we're going to have Governor candidate Phil Angelides, and we have State Senator Joe Dunn this morning. Anderson Cooper joins us in the next segment.
Yes,
on CNN.
And all the women in the studio are swooning in preparation for Anderson Cooper.
That disappoints me.
A lot going on this morning. Right now, we'll join in with John Scott giving us the news, weather, and traffic. Here on Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 729. Good morning. Let's take care of some traffic first. Brought to you this time by Craig and Auto Parts. In Fairfield, CHP says a generator and or other large container. Well, that's not good. That's 80 eastbound at Red Top, so try to avoid it. Cars are swerving around it now, and a Caltrans truck will get out there to clear it in a few minutes. San Jose problem. Stall now on the shoulder out of the lanes, 280 northbound after 10th. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Sluggish on the upper deck, but no stalls or accidents into San Francisco. BART running on time now. This week, when you're getting ready for all that Memorial Day weekend travel and summer fun, remember Cragen Auto Parts. You'll save big on sleeping bags and tarps and truck accessories and towing gear. Lots more. Looking for summer fun on wheels? At Cragen, Cragen's got it. 7:30, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. Walmart made its case to officials in Hercules last night. The city voted to use the power of eminent domain to take back from the company 17 acres where Walmart intended to build the big box store. Hundreds showed up at a city council meeting and voiced their opposition, worried that Walmart will drive local retailers out of business, tie up traffic, and wreck the small-town flavor of the city. The Sierra Club is suing the Bush administration over new rules to boost gas mileage requirements for SUVs and pickups. In a suit filed in San Francisco's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the group says the regulations don't go far enough. Maybe you saw it on television this morning when you were getting up, a monster fire in Istanbul, Turkey, in the cargo section of the international airport in that city. It's now under control. It, of course, temporarily disrupted air traffic and caused thousands of people to move to nearby terminals. Officials say three people hurt. They suspect a short circuit may have caused the fire. It wasn't terrorism, as far as they know. You just heard the Reverend Jesse Jackson on with Will and Willie in the last few minutes. He's in the Bay Area this morning to talk about immigration and the reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act. Jackson speaks at 8 o'clock this morning at BB Memorial Cathedral on Telegraph in Oakland. Quake weather today, just a few scattered showers left over, and then mostly sunny around the Bay today, with highs in the 60s and 70s. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins sundaes. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
I'll name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Face it. You've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Guys, this is Will Durst.
And this is Willie Brown. And, Will, did you know that you get the same quality service from Working Assets as you do from any other big wireless carrier?
Well, that's true. They actually give 1% of their customers' charges to progressive groups working for a better world at no extra cost to you.
And do you know what that's turned out to be? $20 to $50 million. No, $50 million over the last, 20 years.
Oh, yeah, that's the groups like Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club, ACLU. Join Working Assets, the progressive's choice for wireless phone service. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
Listen to 960 The Quake weekdays at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for a special look at the June 6th primary election. The candidates, the issues, all presented clearly and concisely. Make sure you are a fully informed voter as you exercise one of our most important rights. Join us daily at 7 a.m. or 4 p.m. or go online. The complete series of reports is also available for download or podcast on our website, quakeradio.com. Whatever you decide, make sure you exercise your right to vote.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene.
And thank you for joining us this morning. 7:36, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and our guest on the phone, Will?
Why, it's the lovely and talented anchor from CNN, Mr. Anderson Cooper. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Wow, both lovely and talented.
Anderson, Willie Brown here.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right. What's your take on this William Jefferson deal in Washington, where they showed up and went through his office with a fine-tooth comb?
It's the freezer that most interests me. $90,000 of cash, and I mean, talk about cold cash. That's I find it interesting that you know, so many Republicans are upset about the raid on the office. I'm not sure how that reads across the country. I found it, I guess, kind of surprising. I mean, my office can be searched at any time. My emails can be read by my employer. I don't know why politicians are any different, frankly.
Yeah, suddenly they're a little worried about the Fourth Amendment here.
Well, I know. I mean, it almost seems like, you know, they're circling the wagons because they're, you know, God forbid someone should search their offices. But, you know, I mean, obviously there are some constitutional issues and you know, it'll probably all end up in the courts. But I just think it's fascinating to watch. I mean, just when you think things in Washington can't get any more strange, that something like this happens.
As everybody knows, Anderson Cooper is the host of Anderson Cooper 360, and it's also been announced that he's going to become a correspondent on 60 Minutes. And he's here with us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst. That's Willie Brown. We have Paul Wells here on 960 The Quake. Thanks for joining us, sir. You've got a book coming out called Dispatches from the Edge. What
yeah,
is it?
It came out yesterday, and it was on Oprah yesterday, and it's number one on Amazon.com, so I'm really happy with it.
Dude, excellent.
Yeah.
How was Oprah?
She was amazing. I mean, you know, I have a huge amount of respect for her, and I've done some work for her in the past, but I didn't actually expect her to, like, read the book, and she loved it, and it was funny when I knew she was reading it because she started sending me emails, and I'd never gotten an email from Oprah before. you know, when you see her name pop up in your email screen, it was like 1 a.m., I was just about to go to bed. I could not sleep the entire night because I was so excited because she was so nice about what she was reading, and it was great. The show was amazing yesterday, and she freaked me out a little bit because she said she was going to make it part of her book club, and then she decided not to because she worried that people would say, since I do work for her, that you know, she was...
Nepotism.
Right. But, you know, when she says that she's almost going to make it part of your book club, you kind of, like, your heart skips a beat.
Because my compatriot, Mr. Willie Brown here, former mayor of San Francisco, is writing a book. It's probably going to come out in the fall, and I imagine he could use that connection.
Hey, there you go. Excellent. Well, I look forward to reading that, too.
Well,
process writing a book. I mean, as you know, Willie, it's not an easy thing.
It's hard work, and I got to tell you something. If I don't make Oprah's list, I hope she'd at least give me a Plymouth. Is that what she gave away?
Pontiac G6.
Right. She gave away all those cars. Anderson, are you going to do some traveling with your book?
Yeah, I probably will be. I'll probably end the week of June 6th, so I'm going to take a week and go to travel around. I hope to get out to San Francisco.
That's what I was about to say to you. Make sure that if you do hit San Francisco, you drop in and visit with us, and maybe we'll toast your book.
Well, that'd be cool. I'll bring some copies by.
Now, you can do a little signing party here on the air at the Hotel Vitale, because we broadcast from this lounge on 960 The Quake, looking right at the bay. It's a good place to stay,
cool.
too.
Like a nice place. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it is quite a place to stay. We have the ex-president Jimmy Carter is staying here overnight. His son is running for the U.S. Senate in Nevada, and they're raising some money in and about San Francisco, Jack Carter. And he brought his father out here.
That's cool. I didn't realize he was running for the Senate.
Yes, the son is running for the Senate.
And he's got a good shot.
Mm-hmm. He'll be our guest later this morning.
Cool.
Do you see the mood of the country kind of switching sides, perhaps, moving from far right to Christian right to maybe people are upset about the culture corrupt? Maybe it's just everything. Maybe it's, you know, the tipping point has been reached.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I mean, I think things go in waves, and obviously the pendulum swings back and forth. It certainly seems, if you believe these polls, and there's been so many of them now, you kind of have to believe them. You know, people are clearly upset, and I don't know if it's one particular issue. I don't know if it's, as you said, the tipping point, just sort of an amalgamation of issues that have sort of just finally push things to people. But the thing that most interests me in these polls is the lack of people just don't believe this president is honest. And I mean, for this president, that must be particularly galling, because no matter what poll showed in the past, honesty was something he always, you know, people kind of believed he was a decent guy and was someone they would want to, you know, hang out and have a beer with. And it's just interesting. I'm not saying whether it's true, you know, I don't have an opinion whether he is or not, but I mean, the fact that so many people now seem to doubt him in that. In fact, one recent poll showed people said that Bill Clinton was more honest than President Bush.
Wow.
Which is pretty.
Wow.
It all depends what your definition of is.
You might say that's a dress of another color. That's Anderson
dress,
Cooper.
Red dress. Yeah.
That's Anderson Cooper from CNN right here on 960 The Quake with us. Anderson, you are about to move over to 60 Minutes. When and how will that occur?
Well, I'm just doing part-time stuff for 60 Minutes. I'll still be on CNN every night, and I'll just basically be working, you know, I guess weekends and probably take some vacation days to shoot some stories for 60 Minutes. And I'm not sure what the first one's going to be. We're talking about some ideas now. There are a bunch of stories I'm really interested in doing. But,
that's a heavy schedule, man.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty intense, but you know, I really love what I do. So it you know, I'd much rather take a vacation, a week off for vacation, and go and shoot a story than I would go to, you know, sit on some beach somewhere. I'm not, you know, I'm like the palest guy in America, and like the idea of sitting on a beach in the sun just doesn't really do it for me. So I get bored pretty easily.
Well, I'm not the palest guy in America, but I don't take vacations either, Anderson.
I think it has a lot to do. I think, you know, when you have a certain drive or a certain imbalance, I don't know what it is, frankly, but I love work, and clearly you do too.
Now, part of this book is also consumed with what you did in New Orleans when you were down there, what you saw, what you experienced.
Yeah, a lot of it, I mean, is sort of the behind-the-scenes stuff that we weren't able to get on television, and, you know, hanging out in the bars with police officers and rescue workers. And
what bar was open?
There was actually just one bar that opened up.
Which one?
After the storm, a daiquiri bar. And then a stripper joint actually opened up about 3 weeks after.
Both on Bourbon Street?
Yeah, right on Bourbon Street. And it was mostly, you know, it was all police and first responders who were there. And it was a little bit like the bar in Star Wars, you know, because just sort of the assortment of, you know, I mean, it really felt like we were at the edge of the world. And that's sort of why I ended up calling the book Dispatches from the Edge, because, I mean, it really had that feeling of just being in this other place. And we're sort of none of the rules applied. And you know, we all felt, I think, this great bond of being there, and I wanted to honor that and honor the heroism and the, you know, the compassion that I saw from these first responders and from all the people who were down there trying to do something. As we know, there were a lot of people, you know, who let the place down.
Now, this book is autobiographical in nature, and it involves all of your reportage. Does it start when you started? Is it chronological? Yeah. So it starts with Channel One?
It's actually a very nonlinear story. It's really about loss and about survival and losses that I experienced as a kid. My father died when I was about 10, and my brother committed suicide right before I started my last year of college. And so it's really about sort of figuring out, dealing with that loss, and also what I've learned from other people around the world in wars and disasters who you know, have gone through tragedies. And, I mean, loss, I think, is a bond that we all share, and it's something that people rarely talk about. And I kind of wanted to, you know, in some way, start a conversation about it.
There was something.
Yeah, I got into the business in a very strange way. I tried to get an entry-level job at ABC News after college, like, you know, at gopher work, basically, and I couldn't get the job. So I came up with this plan, which was I decided I should go to some place where there weren't many Americans because I figured there wouldn't be much competition. So I made a fake press pass and I borrowed a camera and I started going to wars.
Jesus.
That's how I became a reporter.
And that's Anderson Cooper from CNN, who is out and will be out shortly and moving around America to have you share Dispatches from the Edge, a book that he's done that covers in part his time at Katrina, probably gives us the perspective of an active participant in the most early responders to the process involving Katrina. Well worth reading.
That was one of the most amazing things of your covering that we hadn't seen. There was so much that's been censored from Iraq that we haven't seen from Iraq. And here was something. Here was the death and destruction in front of us, and it was right on our doorstep. It wasn't on our doorstep. It was in our living room.
Yeah.
And I think that it really affected Americans.
And the veneer of reporters just being talking heads seemed to be dropped, and I thought, Anderson Cooper, that you were very, very responsible in the way that we got the human side of the story and we actually started to ask questions, where is our government? What is going on here? Why aren't these people being taken?
You might have single-handedly rescued the reputation of all reporters all over America for a while.
Well, that's kind. You know, I was just doing my job, and I felt privileged and honored to be there, to be able to stand with the people who were struggling and frankly still are struggling.
Still are.
The country's moved on, but I got to tell you, the winds of Katrina are still being felt down in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast of Mississippi every day.
Were you surprised with the reelection of the mayor, Ray Nagin?
Yes and no, and I don't want to sound like I'm dodging the question, but it's I know New Orleans pretty well, and I love the city, and I love the place, and I think people decided they'd go with the guy they knew as opposed to the guy they didn't know, and I think the people who voted for Nagin felt he'd been tested, and he would do better the next time, and you know, why change course with the hurricane season bearing down? So in that way, I guess I wasn't surprised. I mean, Nagin is he's a charming guy when you talk to him, and he, one on one, and I mean, he's got a charisma about him that maybe doesn't come across on television as much, but in person, it certainly does.
Have you been back?
Oh, I go back all the time. I mean, to me, it's.
Did you go back for Jazz Fest?
I made a promise in those terrible days after Katrina not to move on from the story, and I think I've been able to fulfill that. I mean, I'm going back again next week. I think I've gone back probably more than anyone, and I will continue to. It is a national tragedy what has gone on there and what continues to go on there, and you can walk in the lower Ninth Ward today and find people's photo albums and their possessions still laying in the street. And their bodies, you know, there are bodies who are, there are people still out there who haven't been brought home to their loved ones. And that's, for me, haunting and something I can't get over.
Anderson Cooper, his new book is Dispatches from the Edge, a memoir of war, disasters, and survival. We look forward to having you visit us when you're here in San Francisco on your book tour. And looking at 360 on CNN and seeing your work on 60 Minutes coming up. And thank you for joining us this morning.
It was a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Great. Right. Good luck with the book, man.
Thanks.
7:49, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells. We have our Burst of Durst in the next segment, and Democratic candidate for governor and state controller Phil Angelides will be joining us right after 8 on this Wednesday morning on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed Speed Internet.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:53 on this Wednesday, May 24th, Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Well, you gotta love this. Congressional Republicans are suddenly all upset about the William Jefferson case because the FBI turned up at his office on Capitol Hill demanding to go through his files. See, they're worried about executive branch encroachment on civil rights. Now, because it affects them. Oh, sure, it's okay if our civil rights are infringed upon, because we are just mere pawns in this fight against badness and evil and debauchery. They, however, are the horsies and the bishops and the rooks in that fight, with a heavy emphasis on the rook. See, when questions about corruption come into play, i.e., their bailiwick, well, wait, we gotta dust off that old Bill of Rights. See what it actually says here. These guys are so transparent, you'd be excused for thinking their home habitat is the bottom of the Marianas Trench. They're actually threatening a lawsuit to defend their constitutional rights to keep their activities secret. Hey! Where's the lawsuit about our rights? Where's the lawsuit about executive branch overreaching when it concerns us wee little trifling insignificant citizens? How do we stop these liquid squeeze bags from solely being concerned with their self-interest and giving ours up to the highest bidder? If only there were a way we could get together and decide whether or not we want to continue having them represent us. Oh yeah, that's right. There is. And we should exercise it by voting each and every one of them out until they get it through their thick little skulls that they are charged with representing us, not them. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
All right, Will.
Sorry.
Sorry?
Sorry.
No apology necessary.
It wasn't funny today.
It doesn't. I know,
but I'm pissed off.
Sometimes that's what the burst is.
Except that in this case, you gave them good advice, or you gave all of us good advice. You said if we want to do something about it and get it through their thick
little skulls.
I got that.
You're good.
We should go out and cast a vote. And when we do cast a vote, we can make the decision as to who represents us. And it obviously ought to be somebody who represents us, not them, as you describe it in your bursts of Durst. So your lesson was well learned by at least one student.
A civics lesson. Thank you. You're excused.
No, no, no. I don't want to be excused. I want to be given a pass on that high school examination that seems to be a mystery for some people. By the way, what do you think about that?
What happened to the judge? He made the ruling, right?
He made the ruling, and he said those kids can graduate. He said all of those kids can graduate.
Because the test is flawed.
They don't have to pass that exam. And then the superintendent of schools is appealing that. And I think that since he was the author, it's interesting. Jack O'Connell was the author of that legislation that required some
statewide.
Years ago. Right, statewide, a test to measure whether or not you should graduate from high school. In Mineola, you are not allowed to move to the next grade.
Right, to graduate. There was no social promotion.
Not just to graduate, but you couldn't get to the next grade. I mean, there are kids, I think I've said this before, but there are kids who were like 10 years old in the third grade simply because they had not done what they should have done. By the time they get held back 1 or 2 years, they really got with it and started trying to graduate. So it wasn't not unusual for somebody 19 to be finally graduating from high school.
But a lot of people, especially from that area of the country and my area of the country, a lot of people had been taken out to work in the farms, or you had to spend 3 years, or your dad was hurt, and then you were able to come back. So that's why there was a lot of older people in grades, which seemed unseemly to, you know, the rest of them, 3 or 4 years older.
Sure made for great football teams. You had 5 years.
Our junior varsity is really tough.
5 years. Yeah. I mean, he's been playing tackle for 5 years. The guy's real experience.
He's shaving. That's not fair.
That's why the guy can go directly from high school to the pros. He had moved on through the college ranks. But I frankly think there has to be some way in which there is a grant guarantee. As Reverend Jackson said, the quality of the schools must be improved so that there's no question you will have been fully trained and is sufficiently ready to be examined on all the subject matters that you should be proficient in for high school graduation purposes.
Man, there's
otherwise,
so much,
you shouldn't graduate.
I know, there's so much BS they teach us in high school that they should teach us the real world stuff, you know.
Isn't that song Kodachrome by Paul Simon? When I look back at all the crap I learned in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Phil Angelides might have some answers to questions we could pose to him about education. He is our guest, the candidate for governor in the next segment here this morning, Keeping It Real. And I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst on 960 The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Senate has voted to limit debate on the immigration bill. Correspondent Lisa Goddard, reporting live from Capitol Hill, tells us why that's a big deal.
This means, Jim, a final vote in the Senate is coming within days, tomorrow or Friday. But an even bigger deal...
Senators voting in the affirmative.
Maybe the 73 senators from both parties who voted together to end debate. That's a strong show of support for this Senate compromise that includes a guest worker program and legalization for some 10 million illegal immigrants. Senator Ted Kennedy.
This creates a major momentum for this legislation. And I think that's enormously important.
Especially as they go head-to-head with the House. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
The Commerce Department reports new home sales up nearly 5% in April, fastest pace so far this year. The government also reports orders for big-ticket manufactured goods fell in April by the largest amount in 3 months. And for computers and other electronics, it was the biggest drop in nearly 6 years. Analysts were caught by surprise on that one. A massive column of black smoke could be seen across metropolitan Istanbul, Turkey today from a large fire at the international airport. Terminals were evacuated near the cargo section of the airport where the fire was concentrated. First reports suggest it might have been caused by a short circuit, not terrorism. CNN reporter Kaya Heiser says volatile materials fueled the fire.
It has been confirmed that there was some chemicals and also some explosives, most probably TNT, which also went off during the fire.
Turkish officials say 3 people were hurt. The fire's under control. The World Health Organization says at least 7 members of an Indonesian family caught bird flu, but the WHO's Dr. David Nabato says there's no evidence it's spread beyond the family.
We do not believe that this cluster represents a movement towards a pandemic.
6 members of that Indonesian family died from bird flu. A 7th family member also died, but it's not clear whether that also was from the virus.
the most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. Let's get to the cars. Brought to you by Wells Fargo this time. San Bruno 280 southbound at the Sneath Lane off-ramp. Two-car crash, fast lane block. East Bay problems include Emeryville, car block in the left lane on 80 westbound right before Powell Street. Inconsequential as you really stop through there anyway. Back up into the maze, metering lights on up the Bay Bridge toll plaza. South Bay problems, 87 northbound at Julian. Car hit a bicyclist, emergency vehicles obviously on the way. A lot of brake lights passed there. Pleasanton, two-car crash blocking the left lane. A 580 westbound before Santa Rita. Petaluma problem on 101 northbound of Washington. Solo crash hit center divide. Doesn't look like it's blocking, but a little slow, obviously, through that very busy part of 101 anyway. Someday you'd like to make some home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Why are they building homes next to fragile levees? An explanation coming up. The news at the bottom of the hour. Now another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning at 8:05. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durston. We're keeping it real, 7 to 10, Monday through Friday, live from the Hotel Vitale. A big day this Wednesday morning with a lot of guests. We should have Phil Angelides on at any moment.
So far we've had Anderson Cooper and Jesse Jackson.
And Jesse Jackson will return at 9:30. We should have Tony La Russa, the manager of St. Louis, who spent those many great world championship years.
Still lives in the East Bay, doesn't he?
In the East Bay. Yeah.
Off season?
He still does his ARF thing, the Animal Rescue Fund.
I did one of those.
Mm-hmm. You did one of his benefits.
Yeah. He's the only manager in major leagues who knows who I am.
Running for the job that Phil Angelides has now, we have State Senator Joe Dunn, a candidate for controller, and Jack Carter will be joining us. He is the son of President Jimmy Carter, and he's in town.
Not the old Catskills comic, not Jack Carter.
There's an obscure reference for you.
And if the president Carter is in town, and he's here at the Vitale Hotel. Maybe he'll drop by.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes.
No, not today.
Here. He's not here now. We'd have him if he was here now.
Hell, we'll have Roslyn.
I'm homeless. I wonder if he would consider helping me build a house.
Habitat for Humanity goes out to build a house.
If you have a lot, you can afford to buy a house. Build a house.
A little mobile lot. It's on wheels.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh.
A little Mercedes.
So you're going to go up. You're going to go vertical, I take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A lot of stairwell.
There's no height limit on things that move.
Did you read about this politician and I forget his name. I don't know the details, and I shouldn't even bring it up. But he's claiming that the guy he's running against had a heart transplant and won't be able to finish off
the guy's name. The guy with the heart transplant is Barry Hill. He's from down here in the valley, and his opponent has decided to say, you only have 7 years life expectancy.
And he's already had six.
That's cruel. 807, and we do have our guest on the phone joining us now, candidate for Governor Phil Angelides. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Will and Willie.
Mr. Angelides, you're running for governor.
Yes, I am.
Are you going to win?
Well, that's the plan. That's the fervent hope. I believe I will. I mean, we've got 13 days now to go to the primary. I'm the one Democrat who's standing up for the things that Democrats care about, hardworking families, schools, more kids going to college. We've got tens of thousands of volunteers all over this state. We're running a campaign that's about something. Yeah, I think we're going to do it. I think it's going to be a big victory for progressives and Democrats. So when we face Arnold in the fall, we actually offer something different than what he's brought to the...
Bill, you were in the New York Times yesterday, I believe, with a story, you and a photograph.
With a martini glass in front of me.
Had you in a bar and had Mr. Wesley in a church. How did your staff allow that to happen?
Well, Willie, we wanted...
I mean, what are you...
he's going for that certain segment of bar flies.
I'm going for the bar vote. Every inch of the way, Willie.
Hey, bar flies vote, too.
And Phil, but on a serious note, I see where today you're, I suppose, one of your base supporters endorsed and is pushing the budget of the governor, which deals with the issue of money... full funding for education, and the speculation is that that may pull the plug for the candidates who are campaigning on the basis of a failure for him to fully fund education. How do you respond to that?
All right. Well, you know, look, here's where we are, and Willie, you know this, and you know we've slid a long way from when you were Speaker of the Assembly, where this state was back in the 60s and 70s. We're 43rd out of 50 states in what we spend to educate each child in a very competitive global economy. We're 40th out of 50 states in the number of young people who go directly from high school to college. We're 48th out of 50 states in educational achievement. Now, apparently, the governor's going to run on the basis that things are okie-dokie. And, you know, Will, next year we face a $4 billion deficit. We still have $20 billion in deficit borrowing owed, and I'm not satisfied. I think we can do better. We ought to pay back the money that the governor took from kids faster than he's paying it back. He's essentially telling a kindergartner when he made the promise that the kid will get the money back in ninth grade, and we can do better. And so as governor, I'm going to fight hard for more funding, lower tuition and fees, and I'm going to try to roll back some of the enormous tax breaks that have been given to corporations and multimillionaires, $17 billion a year in California, so we can have the best schools, more kids going to college. You know, he hasn't, quote-unquote, fully funded schools in a way that moves California forward.
You're going to be labeled as a guy who is trying to raise people's taxes, or at least that's what one of your opponents is attempting to do, and
well,
I assume...
Well, Willie, I mean, Steve Wesley's just given me a little spring training for what Schwarzenegger is going to say about me.
That's what I was about to say. How are you going to address the business that you are trying to tax people, period?
Well, here's the fact. I mean, you know, ever since the right's been on a tear, Bush is president, middle-class families are struggling harder. Tuition and fees, which you held down as speaker for many years, which are a tax on middle-class families, tuition fees at community colleges, state colleges, and universities are going up. Health care is going up for middle-class people. Middle-class people, working people, are having it stuck to them. Meanwhile, people who make more than $500,000 a year, people like Steve Wesley, Phil Angelides, Arnold Schwarzenegger, perhaps even Willie and Will. We've been getting...
No, wait a minute. You're going a little bit too far.
No.
Did I... Good.
Let me think. No.
All right. But...
But thank you.
But hold on. People, multimillionaires, people making $500,000 a year, big corporations have been getting the biggest tax breaks in history. $17 billion a year in California alone. At the time, our schools are underfunded. Tuition fees are going up. Working families are getting hurt. It ain't right. And it's got to stop.
And that's Phil Angelides.
Willie, if the Democrats and Will can't stand up to this, then what good are we?
That's Phil Angelides. He's a candidate for governor on the Democratic side of the aisle, 13 days in the primary. He's appearing on this radio by telephone, 960 The Quake. Phil, you should know that we will be in Sacramento on election night, and we'll be there the day after the primary.
The day of reckoning.
Now, is that because you're picking me as the winner, or you'd rather be in Sacramento than Palo Alto?
We'd like to see you there, though. We're going to be actually in the Willie Brown.
No. We're picking you as the winner, obviously. That's why we're going to Sacramento.
The day after the election, we'll be at the Willie Brown conference room, as a matter of fact, Mr. Angelides. So we would love to have you drop by.
Yeah, from 7 to 10 in the morning.
And give your valedictory speech.
We'll be broadcasting from my old conference room named in my honor.
I know. I've been in there.
Not my old conference. Hey, my bust is in there, too, by the
your
way.
Your bust is in there.
Display that on radio.
You know, I got a bust of you in my bedroom too, Willie. I'm
looking. Now you're appearing at the Commonwealth Club.
And I get a bust of you, Mr. Angelides.
You're speaking for the Commonwealth Club.
You know, my briefing told me to remind everyone of that. I'm speaking today at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. I am speaking there at noon today.
I spoke there last week. And Will Durst will be speaking there next week.
So it's a very exclusive club.
Very exclusive.
Mr. Angelides, we all know that immigration in California has impacted the economy incredibly. And we know that the federal government is responsible for the borders. There's not much we can do. What can a governor do about the immigration problem here in California?
Well, first, what a governor should not do is go on to right-wing talk radio versus a good talk radio show like this. Not go on right-wing talk radio and praise the Minutemen. A governor ought to be pushing the federal government to live up to its responsibilities. Look, Pete Wilson and I didn't agree on much in life, but, you know, he was very dogged about pushing the Clinton administration to provide funding to reimburse California for the costs we incur. A governor should also, it seems to me, work with our congressional delegation. I'll work with Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, my campaign co-chairs, and to try to fashion the most sensible, compassionate immigration bill, one that doesn't penalize families and kids, one that provides a path to citizenship for all those people who are working hard, holding jobs, obeying the rules. That'd be the best for California. But as you know, Willie knows, and as you know, well, we're paying a lot of costs right now that the federal government should be picking up. $750 million to incarcerate undocumented felons. We shouldn't have to bear that cost. That's a federal cost. And also, we shouldn't be sending our National Guard to the border, let alone we shouldn't send them to the border. That's something Bush ought to take care of. He promised 2,000 new border guards after 9/11. He's delivered 200. And I'll just tell you something. I want our National Guard home from that war in Iraq that's wounding our conscience and wounding our people, let alone put them on the border.
And that's the voice of Phil Angelides, a Democratic candidate for governor.
A mellifluous voice.
A sign of the Greek community and the current lieutenant governor.
No, he's the treasurer of the
treasurer,
state of California.
Treasurer.
Yes. Been the treasurer for 2 years.
You know well that there, as George Bush would say, there is no French word for entrepreneur.
Stop. You're using my own material against me.
I know. It's one of my favorite lines of Will Durst. I can't believe he said it. I can't believe he's president.
No, that was the famous Saturday Night Live skit when they had Al Gore running against, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Now, Phil, there's a real concern here in San Francisco, was during the time that I served as mayor, still is under Mayor Newsom, and that is the absence of complete health care coverage for everybody here.
Right.
State of California is in even worse shape. There has not been a whole lot of dialogue on a confrontational basis about this issue, either in the debate with you and Mr. Wesley or in the general comments made publicly. I assume you must have some answer that you intend to offer the state on how do we cover people for health care. What is that?
Yeah, I think there's a three-step process here, Willie, that I'd like to undertake. The first is I would sign Wilma Chan's bill to extend health care to all kids in this state. And again, unlike Steve Wesley, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who just mouthed the promises on education and other subjects, I proposed a way to pay for it, which is to roll back these massive tax breaks for the wealthiest, multimillionaires and corporations. Step two is I would actually be a governor who made sure the Department of Managed Care cracked down on HMOs. Over the last 2 years, I opposed two of the big mergers that the governor approved. There was a merger between Anthem WellPoint and United Care Pacific Care, where in those two mergers alone, the CEOs paid themselves $1 billion, way too much money of our health care dollars going to CEO compensation, overhead profit at the HMOs, and not enough to patient dollars, and I'll change that. And finally, I've committed to work with Sheila Kuehl to try to put together a package of universal care, basic package for all Californians. The best way to do this is to elect a Democratic president in 2008, but I want to see California set a model, and I want to recruit a lot of the business leaders in this state to join me in this, because I believe for all those businesses who are covering their workers, who are seeing premiums going up, who are paying in their premiums for the uncovered 6 million Californians, that to make California more competitive, to be fair to the businesses who are covering their workers, we need a universal system of care in California, basic package, at some point decoupled from employment. It'll be better for our economy, better for the good businesses, better for the health of our state.
Phil, you know that the state of Massachusetts, under right. Governor Romney's position and his leadership, the Democratic legislature and the governor got together, and they put together what they think is a universal health care coverage plan for the people of that state. Are you familiar with that, and would you explore the possibility of replicating it in California if you are familiar with it?
Yeah, I am familiar with it. Of course, Romney ended up vetoing some of the components that made employers fully participate. And I am familiar with it. It's one model, and I applaud Massachusetts for going down the path. We need to go down the path. But the significant thing about Massachusetts is it began to rope all parties in. It began to ask everyone to step up to the plate so you could have universality. Because make no mistake about it, all those companies that are covering their employees today, they're paying for outrageous CEO compensation and overhead and profit at HMOs. They're paying for all the uncovered people. We need to have a universal system. It'll be more efficient, more cost-effective.
State Treasurer Phil Angelides, running for governor on the Democratic ticket. You got 13 days. Good luck, buddy. And say hello to your lovely wife, Julie, for me.
I sure will. Hey, thanks, guys, for doing this. I just want to say I hope everyone listening will support me. I'm the Democrat who stood up to Arnold. I'm the Democrat who will stand up for kids, for working families, for college students. I won't be Arnold Light. This is a chance to turn around the right-wing assault on this country. I hope people join me June 6th, Philly Angelides. Thank you, Willie and Will.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that line, this man is to this man what Ed McMahon is to Johnny Carson?
You guys are both old enough. I got to tell you something. I did say that about Steve Wesley.
Yes, you did.
He stood up to Arnold Schwarzenegger like Ed McMahon stood up to Johnny Carson. I got to say, it did very well in your demographic, guys.
Oh, now he's being insulted.
The kids had no idea, right?
Willie, I'm complimenting you for a lifetime of dedication and service. Take care, guys.
You are right, correct, Bill, sir.
Take it easy.
Politicians, hookers, and ugly buildings. They all get respectable as they get older.
And your phone calls and emails in the next segment, 866-960-5753. If you want to join in the conversation, 866-960-5753. You can go to quakeradio.com. Click email Will and Willie at the Contact Us button. Got a couple to share here. 8:20 on this Wednesday morning. Keep it real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells on 960 The Quake.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Golden Rubber Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Thailand's and Cream, Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
A24, Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake. Here with Willie Brown and Will Durst and me, I'm Paul Wells.
No, you're Ed McMahon.
Oh, hey. Yeah, really. And we are having quite a show this morning. We have a number of candidates for office that are dropping in on the program. We just heard from Phil Angelides, candidate for governor and currently the treasurer of the state of California. We have a state senator, Joe Dunn, who's a candidate for controller, joining us in the next segment. And Jack Carter, son of Jimmy Carter, who is in town on fundraisers for his run for the Senate in our neighboring state of Nevada, will also be joining us. You know, a little bit earlier, we were talking about the big box stores and the idea of Walmart and the town of Hercules fighting it by declaring eminent domain rather than have a Walmart come in there. And we've got a little feedback on it, and one from Pam here. I just heard a few minutes of your discussion of big box stores this morning. They are not all alike. I know Costco is a better employer than Target or Walmart, and 100% of their political donations go to Democrats. And she points out, Pam points out, the website buyblue.org that has a directory of those companies that are more progressive friendly.
Okay, I think we have to be very careful about casting shadows on various companies, etc., based on who they donate to. When I served in the legislature and solicited contributions, I frankly know that I generated contributions more because of what people thought about Willie Brown and how I made the approach to them and what I got out of them.
Don Fisher, for an example, is a great supporter of Willie Brown, yet he's a very conservative Republican who has a legendary level of contributions to the Republican side. Warren Hellman, for an example, does both. He does both Democrats. He will do both Democrats and Republicans. And so I don't think you can draw any pure, unadulterated conclusions from just the nature of the contributions that are made, period.
Yeah, but we need shortcuts. We're humans. We don't have time to investigate. We don't know the same thing that you know. This is not our bailiwick. You know
and
all
you're
the
allowed
ins and
to
out.
Draw conclusions.
That's right. I need shortcuts, and that's one of them.
Let's have a caller join in the conversation at 866-965-753. T in South San Francisco. Good morning. You're on the air with Will and Willie.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to shout at Phil Angelides. But not in a bad way, but just to say that I'm really fed up with this issue that doesn't get any play, and it's this explosives and stuff that went missing from Crystal Springs just a couple years ago, and then just like last month, there was another batch of explosives that went missing from some mining company down there in Southern California, and in particular the one up here at Crystal Springs under the authority of the ATF and FBI and all that. You know, nobody's head has rolled yet, you know, and it's just really ridiculous to me to for people to be talking about, you know, in the borders and security and all that when you know, the county sheriff here can't even deal with weapons that are under lockup.
Hey, T, you sure you called the right program? I don't remember any reference to any explosives.
Yes, let me tell you, last night...
you a preset?
This morning's Oakland Trib is murder suspects escapes in a U.S. Marshal's van. And
yes, he did. He decided not to take BART.
Right. And as long as he was speaking English only, right? But anyway, you know, I mean,
no, he didn't have to speak English. You don't need a. Remember, we don't license undocumented people anymore. We don't give you a driver's license, not unless you phony it up.
But you know, seriously, I
do you know where to get a phony one?
I just think
you think I'm going to tell my sources.
I need to know off air. I want a phony ID. I do. In case I get to go underground.
You know, T, you got to send us an email about this business involving the explosives so that we can explore
it.
Can explore it. And this is the first I've heard of it. I remember years ago that somebody busted in and stole some explosives down somewhere in the south part of our Bay Area.
That was the one he was referring to at Crystal Springs Reservoir.
Yeah, but people had prosecuted for that a long time ago.
I thought so, too. I thought they had found something.
Oh, I followed that fairly closely. As a matter of fact, I tried to get a client out of it. I didn't succeed, but I worked on it a little bit. So, T, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
You check it out. Keep listening. Remain preset and remain speed dial, and you'll hear from us. Thank you for calling.
Well, we're going to go into our next segment with State Senator Joe Dunn in a moment, and he has been working on Bill 1794, State Controller.
He's running for Steve Wesley's job, the job that everybody is
controller.
These people all look for jobs.
What's he running for?
He's currently still walking to the end of the Beta Breakers route.
Cruz?
With his cart of healthy snacks. He's lost about 50 pounds.
You know,
he's lost more than that.
It took him 2.5 hours.
To do the Beta Breakers?
To do the Beta Breakers. Because
you can walk it.
He was pushing a fruit cart full of edibles. And he only, the first 2 hours, how many blocks he pushed, but at first 2 miles, all of the edibles were consumed, and no one saw anybody take an edible off the truck.
Well, we'll ask State Senator Joe Dunn if he ran Beta Breakers in just a moment. Right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. Time for traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And here's what's happening at 8:30. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge, slow in the approaches, no major problems. They just cleared a little crash from the roadway on 80 westbound before Powell Street. And power outage still in Berkeley. It's still some straggling as PG&E gets the rest of the customers hooked up. And there could be some street lights out in parts of Berkeley and El Cerrito yet this morning. clear to crash from San Jose on 237 westbound before Zanker. Did block three left lanes for just a short period of time, but you'll see some residual brake lights. That's why that's happening. Parts on time. Someday you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today at Wells Fargo, the next stage. 8:31. Here's what's happening on 960. The quake. Walmart shot down by officials in the city of Hercules last night as the city voted to use the power of eminent domain to take back 17 acres where Walmart intended to build a big box store. Hundreds showed up at a city council meeting. Opponents worried that Walmart would drive local retailers out of business, mess up traffic, and wreck the small town flavor of the city. There are already Walmarts in nearby Vallejo and other communities around Hercules. A Walmart spokesman made the astonishing observation that Hercules was playing politics. Stage is set for final Senate passage of an immigration bill. It provides for tougher border security and eventual chance at citizenship for millions of immigrants who are here illegally. The final vote is expected tomorrow. A test vote will happen today. The levees. We've heard a lot about how messy they are, how they're in danger, and how Sacramento could be buried in water that would be much, much bigger than what happened in New Orleans. But why did Sacramento County supervisors agree to allow developers to continue building homes behind some of these questionable levees? The supervisors said on the record the county will consider flood risks on a case-by-case basis until they determine how strong the levees are and who would be affected in the case of a breach. Lots of drivers are apparently taking a second look at where our $3 a gallon gas is going. Consumer Reports says more than a third of the people they surveyed are starting to look at alternative engines like hybrids, and others are considering just simply getting a smaller vehicle for better fuel economy. Gas prices have actually stopped rising for the moment. How far they'll drop or how far they'll go up? If we knew that, we'd be the smartest people in town. Quake weather today. Just some scattered rain left over. It looks like most of it's gone. We'll have a sunny day around the bay with a high in the 60s and 70s. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over. Chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
960 The Quake. Great progressive talk and your ticket to the best music ever made. Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at Shoreline, July 25th. Back, Jack, do it again. Listen to Call In and Win Your Tickets all this week from 960 The Quake.
On this Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and our guest here is going to talk about his SB 1794, the Senate bill to regulate oil refineries' market behavior in California, and he is running for controller of the state of California, State Senator Joe Dunn. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here this morning.
Mr. Senator, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Say hello to you and my friend Will Durst.
Will, great to see you again as well.
Thanks for joining us, State Senator.
No problem.
Before you get to the dialogue about what's being put into my tank and at what price, I saw a commercial that you just did where you are taking credit for bringing down Enron. What's that all about? Are we supposed to believe that?
Well, let me explain that one, Mr. Speaker. We investigated Enron for 3 years.
In your capacity as?
Chair of the investigation committee into the electricity crisis that John Burton created in early 2001. John came to me and said, Joe, all of the solutions du jour in early 2001 to the electricity crisis simply weren't working. And he said, I need you to do an investigation. And so he gave me that committee, a nine-member committee. And we thought we'd investigate over the course of 6 months. We ended up investigating, Mr. Speaker, over 3 years. We issued hundreds of document subpoenas out of the legislature, hundreds of deposition subpoenas, the first time in U.S. history any state legislature has done that. We found Enron in contempt twice when they were still wearing the white hat of the business community, not the current black hat. We got sued by Enron to stop that investigation. And in fact, many of the documents that now folks are very familiar with, like the infamous Enron Fat Boy Death Star Memorandum, came out as a result of our investigation. And our commercial, which says the man who cracked Enron, that's not the label we made up for Joe Dunn. That was actually the headline of a press article about that investigation during the height of that investigation back during the electricity crisis. So very proud of our role, actually, in bringing down Enron. But no, I'm not trying to claim full credit for it, but I am proud of the role we had in bringing down Enron.
Can we shake out the wallet of Enron?
Unfortunately, Will, there's not a whole lot since Enron sought protection under the bankruptcy rules. But there is still some dollars available that will come out of both the bankruptcy proceedings and the civil litigation that is still pending out there against Enron and some of the other merchant generators that stole the money from the state of California. Will we get 100 cents on a dollar back? Will, absolutely not, unfortunately. But through the course of the litigation and the regulatory proceedings over the years, we'll get billions of those dollars back. It won't
really?
Be enough, but we'll get billions back.
The state of California is going to get back some money that was stolen from us.
Absolutely correct. In fact, it's already occurred. The Attorney General's office, Bill Lockyer's office, has in fact crafted several settlements with some of the major players. Again, not 100 cents on the dollar, Will, but it has indeed brought back literally billions of dollars thus far, but far more to go.
The voice you're hearing is that of Joe Don, state senator from Orange County, here on 960 The Quake, a candidate for the controller's job in the state of California.
You got Disneyland, don't you?
I do indeed. Disneyland's in my backyard, and it shocks a lot of people, Will, when they understand that a Democrat from Orange County, wait a minute, now that's an odd animal, but not only a Democrat, a very progressive Democrat. As Mr. Speaker knows, back in 1998, we ended up knocking off a Republican incumbent who actually was the Senate minority leader at that time, a guy by the name of Rob Hurt, in a race that is considered one of the greatest upsets in California legislative history.
You heard Hurt.
We did indeed, and have secured that seat. We won by 2 points in 1998 and won re-election in 2002 by over a 30-point margin. So progressive Democrats can survive very well if they simply stand tall for what they believe in.
Senator, you have refocused your attention currently on the oil companies and the crisis that drivers are facing in this state. Is it potentially comparable to the Enron situation?
It's almost identical, Mr. Speaker. I'm glad you asked that question in that fashion, because when we started the investigation, the electricity crisis, the first hearing was nothing but a series of economists. And one of those economists uttered a phrase, Mr. Speaker, that we didn't understand at the time, but it turned out to be absolutely our guiding principle. And that sentence was as follows. Senators, you don't have a crisis in electricity in California. You have a crisis in economics. Once you understand that this is all about economics and market behavior and not about electricity, then and only then will you know what the solution is to the electricity crisis. They were absolutely right. What happened in the electricity crisis, which unfortunately has not been resolved yet, had nothing to do with how we crafted deregulation. It had to do with the fact that six companies cornered the market, stopped competing with each other, and were able to charge any price to Californians that they desired until the whole system collapsed. I tell you that story because that's exactly what we have going on in the gasoline situation today. This is not about a shortage of gasoline, not at all. This is about a handful of companies that have cornered the market in California that now have the ability to charge any price they can get away with only one barrier stopping them, and that's the public's willingness to go to their elected officials and demand a response by the government to this behavior. We all believe in the free market, but the fact of the matter is, in gasoline in California, we do not have a functioning competitive market. We have what economists call an oligopoly. Several companies instead of just one under a monopoly that control this market. There's only two responses that we can do to break up that oligopoly and return competition to the gasoline market and thus lower prices for the consumers. And that is we either improve our antitrust laws in the state of California, I have no faith that the federal folks are going to do any antitrust prosecution here, or two, we give the PUC regulatory oversight over the market behavior of the gasoline companies. I'm not suggesting they set prices, not at all. In fact, the bill that Paul referred to bars the PUC from setting gasoline prices. What we want the PUC to do is to look in and control the market behavior of the gasoline companies in California and ensure that they are competing with each other and not acting in complement to each other. And one last sentence, Mr. Speaker, if I can. And the way we drive this home is I ask the listeners to think back. When was the last time they saw a commercial for gasoline at the local gasoline station that says, come to our station, we charge the lowest price? We haven't seen competition in price for gasoline in almost 15 years.
But the Federal Trade Commission just came out with a report that said there is no oil, there's no price gouging. That's
isolated incidents.
I can't be happier that you asked that question, Will, because this is what I've been screaming about for the last 3 years. Because we started to look seriously at the gasoline industry, not just this year, not last year, but 3 years ago when we were going from a dollar something to $2 a gallon, and everybody was shocked. And of course now we're knocking on $4 a gallon. And the gasoline industry likes to say, there's been many investigations, and we've never been found to have engaged in illegal behavior. I'm not here to say whether they've engaged in illegal behavior or not. What I'm saying is that's the wrong question. The issue isn't whether they engage in illegal behavior. The issue is whether they engage in dysfunctional market behavior that may very well be legal. So when the FTC came out yesterday and said we didn't find any illegal manipulation of the market, that's an irrelevant point. And stop looking for illegal behavior. We've got to get real about an industry that has now figured out potentially a legal way to manipulate a market so that they can derive massive profits in a dysfunctional market, and that the consumers are the ones who suffer. That's the question we have to examine.
What about the possibility of adding to your efforts a definition that would, in fact, make illegal that which they are doing that is, in fact, legal, but manipulative.
In addition to the bill that Paul referred to that would give PUC oversight, Mr. Speaker, we also have another bill that improves state antitrust law here in California. Most state antitrust law versus federal law is rather old, not really up to date as far as the market behavior we see, and since the Bush administration wouldn't go after antitrust if it stared them in the eye, it's up to our state attorney generals, including Bill Lockyer here in California, to pursue this kind of conduct under state law. We have a bill pending right now that would improve state antitrust law to allow the state to go after this type of behavior we are now seeing. You can well imagine that the industries that may be affected by improved antitrust law have declared war on that bill. And that includes, of course, gasoline, telecommunications, banking, and as you well know with your history, Mr. Speaker, you add those up and they're a pretty potent force in politics. And they literally are doing everything they can to kill that bill that is winding its way through the legislative process.
How do you propose to win with that kind of a group of people that would have to be concerned about your moving into the controller's job?
The one kind of privilege that I've had is, first, serving as a progressive Democrat in Orange County, I'm used to living in hostile territory. As I like to say, my track record isn't promised courage, it's proven courage. I've probably been threatened with a recall in Orange County more times than any other sitting candidate or sitting office holder in the state of California. So I'm used to that kind of opposition. And as you know, Mr. Speaker, prior to that, I was a consumer attorney, and I was one of the lawyers that sued the tobacco industry, and I've gone after the pharmaceutical industry and the medical device industry. So I'm very used to overwhelming odds facing us across the aisle. So it's not only because of the history that I'm used to it, but also, like yourself, Mr. Speaker, that I think far more people need to come into public service that actually have experience in another profession first, because it gives you the ability to say, I'm going to fight the right fights, and if the political opposition is able to defeat me, including at the ballot box, that's okay. I'll go back to my other profession, which I enjoyed immensely, which was the practice of law. But I'm not going to compromise my principles simply because we have to face overwhelming odds to do what we believe is right for Californians. And yes, the fight against the gasoline industry is a brutal fight. Yes, they're a major player in politics. Yes, they're a very strong player. But the fact of the matter is we got to do what's right for Californians.
And that's the voice of Joe Don, the candidate for the controller for the state of California, a state senator from Orange County, right here on 960 The Quake. And so if you just hit your precept, you got to know that those words can be repeated. You can pick them up if you go to our
website, quakeradio.com.
And we do stream at the website and podcast, and we have segments of the show, including our next segment, the What Would Willie Do, gets stored there, and you can always go and see different ones, including this interview. Joe Dunn, state senator from Orange County, and
from Disneyland.
From Disneyland.
He's Mickey's representative. Mickey's senator. Thank you for joining us, and great good luck on the fight.
Thank you very much.
The good fight.
It's 8:49. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells here on 960 The Quake.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did indeed.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader. A proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
What would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
On 960 The Quake Progressive Talk Radio, we ask the mayor a question right out of the news. We had the story of AT&T turning over files to the NSA yesterday. You had visited that room before the room was outed for that purpose. Had no idea what that room was. It was security. We have a full-page ad in the Chronicle this morning from the ACLU telling people to stop this abuse of power and file a complaint and go to their website to do so. We have Media Alliance doing a National Day of Outrage, and they're going to protest outside of Pac Bell Park at noon before the game and do another one 4 to 6 at 666 Folsom. What would Willie do?
Well, first of all, I tell them, please don't protest out at the San Francisco Giants baseball park. That's a terrible mistake. The assumption will be that there's something inside of the park that is unacceptable. It may even be interpreted as being anti-Barry Bonds, no matter what the
I
signs
think it's
say.
Because of whose name is on the park now.
Yeah, I understand. They don't have any business. There's nothing inside of that park that has anything to do with what that protest is. Why don't they go to the site and the location of where the activity has actually taken place? You know, that conduct reminds me of an experience that I had. In my little hometown of Mineola, there was like one street light, and it was like a block and a half or more by measurements now from my house. And one evening I walked by and I saw a guy sifting in the sand under the light. And I said, hey, Otis, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for my quarter. I said, you lost a quarter, Otis? Where do you think you lost a quarter? He said, I lost a quarter by a block and a half down. I said, why are you looking here? This is where the light is. It was very convenient to be looking for a quarter right in a location where they're. And that's what I think about these people. They right ought to be where a lost a quarter, not where the light is.
So they shouldn't go to the ballpark
no
at noon.
And
what they should
what
do
Otis, what
is
Willie would do what he told Otis to do. Go to the place where you lost a quarter to look, even though there is no light. Secondly, I am not sure the ACLU is currently playing with the full deck. There's also a very small story in that same paper where this full-page ad has been taken, which has a story about how the ACLU is now raising questions about whether or not they should tolerate people criticizing from inside of the ACLU, criticizing their conduct and what they do and how they should deal with the so-called whistleblowers of ACLU's activities. I do believe that there should clearly be a pursuit by citizens who may have been injured or may view themselves as having been injured or are part of a class of people who have been injured as a result of this eavesdropping, this wiretapping, and this data mining, as they call it.
Your rights have been violated.
And that is correct. Mm-hmm. And I would have expressed myself in Washington yesterday when the vote was taken. I would have joined the senator from the state of Oregon, the senator from the state of Indiana, Democrats, and the senator from the state of Wisconsin.
Feingold.
The three senators, 12-3 vote. And then you get Levin out of Michigan, who's a Democrat. You get one or two other Democrats, including
Diane
Rockefeller, all voting to approve Hayden. I would say that that is an example of what Willie would not do. I would be one of the class in the lawsuit filed to question the legality of the conduct. And secondly, I would register my vote every time I could in protest of anyone who had anything to do with it, particularly the architect. And apparently, Hayden was one, if not the architect, of the whole process. And to simply stand by and allow that to occur in the system, even though it has not generated a considerable amount of public reaction, I think is wrong.
And that's what Willie do for today. And what you did say you would do is you would go to the AT&T headquarters at 660 Folsom and join that protest from 4 to 6. Now, you'll like this angle.
They get tickets to the game. That's what they're doing.
You'll like this angle.
That's where the light is.
The Cardinals.
That's where the light is.
That's a very nice thing. Yeah, where the light is.
This comes from media-alliance.org. And since there may be some lookalikes to your hero from 24, protests should be dressed as a 21st century spy or secret agent.
Oh.
So there might be some Jack Bauer lookalikes.
This has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke of some sort. Somebody is scamming.
Well, the same thing with the ACLU. That's got to be a joke.
Sure.
Trying to ban individual board members from criticizing.
You found the story.
Yeah.
You found the story. I couldn't believe it.
That's not what the ACLU
story
should be doing.
No. Of course not. Of course not.
So, kind of counterproductive.
It just shows you how, you know,
everybody hates the ACLU, including the ACLU.
We have an interesting show today. In our next hour, Jack Carter is going to join us. He's candidate for the Senator of Nevada.
Future Senator of Nevada.
Yes. Tony La Russa will be joining us, the St. Louis manager and
future
former
Hall of Famer
manager. And Reverend Jack C. Jackson will be back on the airwaves with us. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk.